We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Shelter Insurance, ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. And by Coca-Cola, no matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
Dumps across to Dubar, knocked loose, stolen away. Alondis has it. Three on one. Ahead to Harmon. Harmon to the rim. Got it. Hand one. Davion Harmon. Javon Johnson drives, stolen away. Harkless picked his pocket. Three on one again. Harkless alley-oop to man for the flush. Alondis does a chin-up, and it's 26-7. Reeves has it again. Gets a high screen, shoots a three. Austin Reeves knocks the bottom out of one from downtown.
It is over in Ames, and the Sooners have won it tonight, 66-56, getting their first win in the Lon Kruger era. In the Hilton Coliseum, and Kevin, they took us on a journey. I thought we were going to be able to do this game in the old recliner for a while. Sooners jumped out of the gates, jumped all over them. Looked like it was going to be easy tonight, but that wasn't the case.
No, it sure wasn't. And I'll tell you, there's not many games you have in this conference that are like that. I mean, it's just so many good teams, so many good players, and just the venues are so hard to play in that when you go on the road, you got to fight tooth and nail for 40 minutes to get that win, and it's hard. Those road wins are hard to come by, and I tell you, you're just really glad that you can walk away with this one with the win.
What did you feel like they found down the stretch? I mean, Iowa State erased that 21-point lead, had all the momentum. How was Oklahoma able to turn it around?
Well, they got a bucket, and you know, a lot of times it just takes one good basket by somebody to kind of break the streak, break their rhythm a little bit, and Austin Reeves was the guy. I mean, he took a tough one, took a couple of tough shots, and those misses, and, you know, just kind of throughout the flow of the game, there were some missed shots there. But the one that he was able to get, if you remember, Iowa State came down, and they missed their next four, and that was one of the turning points where he was able to get a bucket. Alondis Williams got a block. Got a couple of stops, went down and scored a couple more, and then you kind of got your mojo back and you started playing, and next thing you know, it was a 10-point lead again. So, you know, that's what this group can do. They're so good physically. They're so good with speed. They can play fast or slow. They can, you know, go inside and go outside. There's a lot of things that this group can do, and this is one of those games where you have to, you know, almost find the right mix to figure out a way to win.
Sooners get their first two-game sweep of the Cyclones since 1995. Remember, there was a series of years there where you only played the teams from the north once a year. First time they've swept him in a two-game series since 1995. It is the third team the Sooners have swept in conference play this year. TCU, West Virginia, and now Iowa State. They'll try to add Kansas State to that list on Tuesday. Hey, Sooner fans, if you've experienced an injury that is keeping you sidelined, be sure to visit Redbud Physical Therapy so you can get back into the game of life. Redbud Physical Therapy is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics. OU fans looking for the quickest way to the Big 12 tournament? Pike Pass is the fastest, safest, and most efficient way to travel Oklahoma and Kansas to cheer on your Sooners. Go online at pikepass.com for more details. Don't get passed. Get Pike Pass. And Sooner Basketball is brought to you by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network sponsor of OU Athletics. We'll take a look at the final stats, update you on the Big 12 standings. All the action is over now on this college basketball Saturday. Of course, we'll hear from Lon Kruger and the victorious Sooners from the locker room coming up on the postgame show. Sooners win it tonight in Ames by 10, 66-56. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live. For your auto, home, and life, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Open a Sooner checking account from MidFirst Bank and you could get $100 in return. Simply complete five transactions within 60 days of account opening and MidFirst Bank will give you $100. Sooner checking features no monthly service charge, is only $25 to open, and has a variety of features that make it the perfect account for students. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center or go to midfirst.com/OUchecking to learn more and open your Sooner checking account today. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Three behind it. It's short. Davion reaches in and he runs down the rebound. Feeds Harkless. Deep layup. Good. Credit Davion Harmon for that. Harkless put it home. Harkless the board. He'll bring it up. 9:20 to play. Bounce ahead. Gibson for a three. It's a Moj bomb. Amoja Gibson from downtown. 5-point lead. That's your OG&E power play of the game tonight. Amoja Gibson. Couple of second half threes for him. They were big. OG&E, we energize life. We are awaiting to hear from the Victoria Sooner locker room. And while we do, let's start to take a look at the final stats. Sooners win it tonight at Iowa State, 66-56. Oklahoma led in scoring again tonight by Austin Reeves. He ends with 20 points, 5 rebounds, only 1 assist tonight for Austin, only 1 turnover as well. He did hit a couple of threes, 2 of 6 from deep, including the dagger late, 8 for 10 at the free throw line. 3 in double figures in total for OU. Emoji Gibson had 10 points, 2 of 5 from deep. Davion Harmon, 10 points. He hit a 3, 7 rebounds for Davion tonight. Harmon made some big plays for this team in the second half again tonight. He's kind of making that a habit.
Well, what he does is he's so tough out there. I mean, even though he doesn't always make the right plays on offense, he doesn't always make the right dribbles and passes to certain people and things like that. I mean, what he does, he's so tough that he makes those winning basketball plays, and the coaching staff love him. They love the fact that he fights out there the whole time. He will guard you. He's going to, you know, he welcomes the defending the other team's best player. And so he does all those different things that, you know, that you need to have out there. And he's not the only one. Mose does it. Harkless does it. I mean, there's a number of guys that really get after you on the defensive end and make those plays. Yeah, Austin's, you know, the leading scorer, and maybe even a lot of people call him the best player. But, you know, we've seen it. You know, in the last 3 weeks, anybody can be the leading scorer of this team. Davion could be it. Harkless could do it. Reeves could do it. You know, Manic was off tonight, scored early, but didn't score much in the second half. And so you could name a lot of different guys that can score points for this basketball team. But to have a multiple list of guys that can do those things and every single one of them gets down and guards you, that's why this group has had so much success this year.
We are expecting to hear very soon from Emoji Gibson, who's going to be calling in from the Sooner locker room. Elijah Harkless, only 7 points tonight, but a team-high 9 rebounds, 3 assists as well. Another stat stuffer game for EJ. Jalen Hill had 5 points, 5 boards off the bench. He made a 3-pointer tonight. Brady Manick, Alondis Williams, and Kerr Queth all had 4 points. Queth also had 4 rebounds and played some big minutes for them down the stretch. He only got 4 rebounds tonight, Kevin, but I bet there was another 4 or 5 times that he kept rebounds alive for his teammates.
Well, and that's what he does. I mean, that this group is really deep, and we've talked about this all season long, the options that Coach Kruger has over there. And so you use those guys where you can. In certain games, the matchups may play a bigger part. Other times it's, you know, who has the hot hand, who's playing well on this end or that end. And that's what the luxury that we have as being Sooner fans is being able to come out and watch a group that really comes out and competes every single night and has the skill sets to make plays and score buckets on the other end and win basketball games.
Victor Awaker had 2 points. That rounds out the Sooner scoring. Iowa State, 3 in double figures, led by Rashir Bolton with 14 points tonight, 6 assists. Jalen Coleman lands 13 points, 5 rebounds. He was 0 for 4 from behind the arc. That's big. He's been hot of late. Young had 12 points and 8 rebounds. Solomon Young, 6 of 9 shooting tonight. They got 6 from Jackson, 5 from Harris, 4 from Condit, and 2 from Johnson. Sooner shot 40% from the field, 22 of 55. Hit 6 of 24 three-point shots, just 25% behind the arc tonight for OU. And 73% at the line, and the free throw stripe was a big story in this game. OU 16 of 22 foul shooting. Remember, they only took 10 foul shots in a double overtime game in Morgantown. They got to the line 22 times tonight. Iowa State, 39% shooting in this one, 24 of 62. They were 4 of 19 behind the arc, so they hit 16 threes against OU and Norman, only 4 tonight.
Yeah, that was huge. You got to guard the three-point line, and that was one of the keys, and the Sooners did a good job of that. And, you know, give Iowa State credit. I mean, they fought back in this one. They got themselves back in it, and they did it by scoring twos. And I went into this game thinking that Iowa State could not score enough twos to stay with them, but they did. They scored enough. They made shots, and give them credit.
Cyclones only 6 free throw attempts, made 4, so the Sooners were plus 12 on the road at the free throw line. That doesn't happen very often. It's now time for our rebound report presented by Physical Therapy Central. OU a plus 5 on the boards tonight. They out-rebounded the Cyclones 41-36. The Sooners had 13 offensive rebounds to Iowa State's 11. Thanks to Physical Therapy Central, who can help you rebound from an injury so you can get back into the game of life. We'll pause right there on the Bud Light postgame show. Bud Light, an official sponsor of OU Athletics. We'll hear from the victorious Sooner locker room coming up next. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health. The future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year because I called the pros.
I am calling State Farm. I gotta make the phone call.
We got that coverage here. Protect your car and home.
I am calling State Farm. I gotta make the phone call.
Just call now. With a little bit of great rates, with a little bit of great jam. Look at my quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Remember that mammogram you postponed? The colonoscopy? Your yearly physical? Now's the time to get it done. Mercy is ready for you with COVID-19 safety precautions in place at all hospitals and clinics. So let's take care of that emergency, that achy hip, or follow up with your specialist. See how to come back safely and schedule your visit at mercy.net/comeback. Go to mercy.net/comeback. At Mercy, your safety is our life's work.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, just like the Sooners, our goal isn't just to win. It's to make them remember our name, to make them remember who we are, to show everyone why we do what we do and why we do it so well. We didn't become the best by chance. There are no coincidences here. We work tirelessly, and above all, we don't give up. Giving up has never been an option. So ask yourself, what does driving tradition mean to me? Is it dependability, determination, or unwavering confidence? Because those are the principles that drive us and your Oklahoma Sooners. We strive to make every OU fan proud, and we'll keep doing that time and time again. That's driving tradition. This is Landers Auto Group of Norman, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Visit LandersChevroletNorman.com and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Driving tradition.
Gibson to Harkless. Harkless crossover drive down the lane off the glass. No, there's Kirk Queth for the follow slam. Three, back iron, no. Offensive rebound, Queth keeps it alive to Harmon. To Reeves for a three ball. Missed it, back iron. Rebound, Queth again to Gibson for three, and that time they get it. Amosha Gibson from deep. Third time's a charm. Sooners back up 10. Final score tonight, Oklahoma 66, Iowa State 56, and we go live to the Sooner locker room. We are joined by that guy, Amosha Gibson. Two big second-half three-pointers. Moj, congratulations on the win. What did you guys find there in the last 10 minutes after they erased your big lead that allowed you to pull this one out? Uh-oh. I believe we've lost our connection with Amosha Gibson. Let's try it again. Moj, are you there? Amosha Gibson with us from the Sooner locker room. Yes or no? Mo, are you there?
Hey. Here
you go. Can you hear us now, Mo?
I can hear you.
Okay. Moj, you had a big lead. It got away from you. What did you guys find there down the stretch that allowed you to win this one tonight?
Coach said to come downhill at us, and we just had to be prepared. And we just knew that Once they got it down to like 10 or 12, we just knew it was going to be a dogfight throughout the rest of the game. So we just had to, you know, keep fighting.
Mo, talk about the defensive end. I thought y'all made some really big stops there in the second half when they took the lead and then you guys made a stop and scored, and then you made three or four consecutive stops to really stretch your lead out to 10 or 11. What was it that was working so well for you guys on the defensive end?
We were just staying connected as a group. You know, defense is like, it's not a one. It's like, it's not one matchup. It's all of us. It's only one ball, and we know we got to stop the ball. So we just stay together collectively, and thankfully we pulled out the win.
Hey Mo, I know this was your first visit to Hilton Coliseum, or I assume it was anyway. But it's been a long time since the Sooners won up there. Was this one a little sweeter in the post game for some of your coaches and teammates? I think we've got a really spotty signal. Oh, can you hear? There we go. He lost him altogether. Either he hated the question and hung up on us, or more likely than not, he's underneath all that concrete that they have up there at Hilton Coliseum. I'm going to guess you've been in a lot of these locker rooms, Kevin, the last few years, win and lose. I bet that was about the biggest celebration they've had for a win over a last-place team in OU history.
Without a doubt. I mean, that place is so hard to play. And to go in and to come out with a win, you know, the locker room, we were talking, those are things that we miss, not being with the guys this year. We're calling these games from studio. And so it's a challenge for everyone, of course, with all the COVID protocols and things like that. But, man, you sure miss not being connected with those guys and being in the locker room, being able to jump around and celebrate a huge win with them.
We expect to be joined by Lon Kruger here shortly. Hopefully they can find a clear cell signal. While we do, let's take a look at the UPS Conference scoreboard. Learn how you can take your business to the top with UPS. Visit UPS.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. And before we do that, let's pause that and let's go back to the locker room. Our postgame interview with Lon Kruger brought to you by OU Health. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Toby. It was a hard win to come by, as it turned out, but happy for the guys. Opened it up so sharp and let that slide a little bit at the end of the first half, and then they opened up with great energy. Iowa State did in the second half and flipped the script on us and made it a tough one down the stretch.
What do you feel like slipped to allow them to make the comeback? You know, what did you guys not do that allowed for that? And then how were you able to turn it around down the stretch?
Man, the margin in any game is so small. You know, we've got the energy, we've got the confidence, we've got the pop in the first half, and then they come out and make a couple shots in the second half to open up, and then they've got the energy, and then they get a couple stops, and we get a little careless with the ball. And then when they took the lead, I thought the guys really responded with some good defensive stops and couple big buckets at critical times, and those got down a couple threes, and Dejan got one down, and Austin made some big free throws, and guys really responded with when they did take the lead. So feel good about that, but would have preferred not letting it get to that point.
Coach, I thought Kerr did a great job in his minutes tonight. Just talk about how important he was on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, very good job. You got a follow shot on the offensive end. He got a couple blocks. Did a good job defensively. I thought his play down the stretch was really, really good. And that's the way that group's been. You know, Brady's been good at times. Kerr's been good at times. Victor in the first half was really good with his activity. So just got to keep punching people in there at the right times and letting them, play their minutes well.
A little bit of a sigh of relief after this one, Coach. We've had a lot of frustrating trips to Hilton Coliseum.
Oh, absolutely. You know, road wins are hard. They're really hard, in this league especially. And every time Iowa State's lined up to play against someone when their roster's full, they've played well. And they did again in the second half, especially today. But we understand that, and you've got to prepare for that in the Big 12, and especially when you go on the road.
Coach, you know, last thing for me is your team learned something every game. What do you think the guys learned tonight after this one?
Absolutely, they do. You know how fragile it is. You know, we feel pretty good about our play in the first half, and then it just changes a little bit, and all of a sudden that pass is not quite as crisp, and they get deflection, and we turn it over, it's just how slim the margin is and how solely focused you have to be on every possession. And this doesn't take but a couple of possessions to make it a six-point swing, and all of a sudden it's single digits. So a lot to learn from that one.
Coach, enjoy the trip home, and once again, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Lon Kruger, our postgame interview presented by OU Health. The future of health is here. Back to that UPS conference scoreboard. K-State wins on the road tonight, 62-54 at TCU. West Virginia wins on the road in Austin today, 84-82. Kansas, the only home team in conference play to win, 67-61 over Texas Tech. So your updated Big 12 standings look like this. Baylor, of course, didn't play again today. They're on top at 9-0. They will be back at it, by the way, for the first time in 3 weeks on Tuesday night when they host Iowa State. OU in second place now by percentage points ahead of Kansas. The Sooners at 9-4. Kansas at 11-5. They're in third. Then you've got West Virginia in fourth place at 8-4. Texas is in fifth at 7-5. Oklahoma State in sixth place now ahead of Texas Tech. The Cowboys at 7-6. The Red Raiders at 6-6. Then you've got TCU in eighth at 4-7. K-State picks up their second conference win. Still in ninth place, though, at 2-13. And the Cyclones in the basement at 0-13. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap it up from Ames, Iowa, when we come back. Sooners win it tonight by 10. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I want a race that's great. Who is this to preempt tonight? Hey, it's Jake. I want a way to save. Got the coverage on my brand new ride. State Farm rates. Yeah, they're great. State Farm, State Farm, State Farm rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact RedbudPT.com today. Redbud Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own. We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Roland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
45 seconds to play. Reeves now goes forward on Jackson. Between his legs, pull up, long jumper, three-pointer. That's a dagger! Austin Reeves, the three, puts the Sooners up 10.
Wow, what a play, and he's done that so much over his career, especially since he's been in a Sooner uniform.
It's been a decade in the making, but the Sooners have finally snapped the spell of Hilton Magic. Win column Sooners. Final score tonight in Ames, Iowa, Oklahoma 66 and Iowa State 56. The Austin Reeves Dagger 3 is your StubHub move of the game tonight. StubHub is your ticket out. The official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of OU Athletics. Final segment of the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooners game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly. Sooners win it tonight by 10. They have now won 8 of their last 9. They improved to 4-4 on the road this year. Iowa State, a 12-game losing streak now, and they fall to 2-8 at home. Next up for the Cyclones, they will be at Baylor on Tuesday night. Yeesh. Other things going on in the Sooner world, by the way. Congratulations to KJ Kindler's women's gymnastics team. They won a quad meet in Raleigh, North Carolina yesterday, beating NC State, George Washington, and William and Mary. So the beat rolls on for the Sooner women's gymnasts. We've got softball and baseball tomorrow. Season opener for Skip Johnson's team at Eldale Mitchell Park at 2:30. It has been an unbelievable week for them to try to find a game or a series on opening weekend, but they've done it. They'll play Omaha tomorrow. Pre-game coverage starts at 2. Unfortunately, no fans allowed in the stadium tomorrow because of the dangerous conditions in the stands still with snow and ice. You can be on the berm if you would like. We will have a radio broadcast for you tomorrow. Softball plays tomorrow down in Houston, a doubleheader. Chris Plank will have the call of those games for you at noon and 2:30. Then they get Tarleton State down there on Monday morning at 11 a.m. And Sherry Cole's Sooners back in action. They haven't played midweek either, had the big win at West Virginia last Saturday. They will host Baylor tomorrow in the Lloyd Noble Center. That will be a 1 p.m. tip. Brian Brinkley with a 12:30 pregame show for you. Let's take a look now at this week's upcoming Sooner athletic events for this basketball team, Lon Kruger's team, back on the road Tuesday night in another place that's been haunted for them the last 10 years, the Octagon of Doom, Kansas State. OU hasn't won there since 2012. They'll try to break that streak at 8 p.m. Our pregame coverage starts for you Tuesday evening at 7:30. Then we've got back-to-back bedlams to close out the regular season, for now anyway. A week from today, Bedlam in Norman at 2 o'clock. Then Monday, March 1st, Big Monday in Gallagher-Iba Arena. That will be an 8 p.m. tip. We'll see after that. The Sooners have two games still to be made up, potentially. Texas and Baylor, both at home. They're entirely in the hands of the Big 12 Conference on this. Baylor has more games to make up than they're possibly going to be able to. So whether the Oklahoma game is chosen to be one of those games or not, we don't know. The Texas game, I would say, Kevin, an educated guess is more likely that at least the percentages are more likely that Red River Showdown will get made up. But we'll see. As of now, OU plays on Monday, March 1st, and doesn't play again until Thursday of the Big 12 tournament. That's 10 days there. I know they would like to have a game in there against somebody.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that Texas game getting made up or rescheduled sooner, because Baylor has so many to make up, and I don't know how you choose which ones they're going to go play, because they have quite a few. But, I think the guys want to play, and Coach Kruger wants his guys to play, and I know he doesn't want to, have a 10-day layoff until, you play again. So that would be just too hard. So hopefully they'll be able to make up one or both of those. But I know there's a lot of logistics involved, and there's a lot of teams that need to make up games over that 10-day off period or in between.
I'm fascinated by the Baylor situation, because you've got a number one seed, going to be a number one seed in the tournament, number two team in the country, undefeated, and they've got 7 games to get in there. Do you draw them out of a hat? Does Baylor get some say in who they play? is the Big 12. Would they like a marquee matchup? You got OU and Baylor, the top two teams in the conference, right? Would you like that? Or would they rather protect Baylor from having to play the toughest game so that I don't know. I wonder who makes that decision, you know, and how they decide which three games. I'm guessing it'll be three maybe that they can fit in there. Which ones they make up. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen anything like this before. Yeah. So. That's a look at your upcoming OU event brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to our crew tonight, Kevin Henry, Zach LeCure helping us out back in the Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. It was Oklahoma 66 and Iowa State 56. I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon with the season opener for Sooner Baseball. 2:30 first pitch, 2 o'clock pregame. Until then, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.